So I know this is going to be a no. I get it, but I was curious anyway. First of all, can you simulate the noise you made when you were asked yesterday about updating the health report? It was a great reaction on your part.
I don't even remember what happened.
It was something they said. Well, there's a lot of guys out. Can you update? And it was just sort of this half exasperation. Exactly. Something like, oh, I don't, you know, how much time do you have? One of those, it'd be easier to say the guys that are available. But in the interest of trying to discuss something a little different about players being available, I was just curious. Is there a point of diminishing returns when it comes to a player being available right before a game? In other words, is it at any level ever better to know, say, the day before, if you have a shoot around or something, yeah, preparing for a game? You know what I'm saying. Is it ever better to at least know? What made me think of this a little bit was your predecessor, Doc Rivers, had Grant Hill in Orlando, and many nights for the years he was there, he didn't know till like an hour before the game.
That's
whether
really
he was
going
to play or not. Yeah. So there is at some point, at some level, there is a diminishing return.
Well, I think you just have – it's you come up with scenarios. I think the bigger challenge might be for the guys that are, you know, being told if they're starting or not,
yeah,
being told if they're playing or not. So I think that's where, you know, it's more fair to the people that are going to be asked to fill those roles on that given night. You know, it's more fair to them to know. And so that's one of the things that we talk about often. We would like to know walking out of shoot around in the morning, you know, and we would like to at least have a great, great idea.
We've talked like about a whole bunch of different topics. When we left the air Monday, we had an idea that the verdict was going to come in at some point on Tuesday, and obviously it did. Every team was in sort of a different place. Teams that were playing on Tuesday night, which you obviously didn't, were already gathered. Was there a reason to have a team discussion about it? Is it something you've talked about individually with people? It's one of these things that were so, I think, strung together collectively by this particular case in this league.
Yeah, and that was so that happened Tuesday night right around 5 o'clock, and so some of us were in the facility between 4 and 6 testing, and so I saw a couple people, but everybody was either en route to the facility to test or was enjoying their day off, and so we did not talk about it as a team. But we, you know, everybody's talking about it. And we have talked, obviously, about not only George Floyd and, you know, all of the things that we talked about with regard to racial justice as we entered the bubble and the desire to make that a huge focus of our bubble experience and continue that once we got back to Boston with the start of Celtics United. You know, one of the arms of that, pillars of that thing that we've started is just law enforcement in the legal system and how, you know, it can be improved. And I think that was a huge verdict from the standpoint of accountability with regard to policing. And at the same time, as we've seen all too often, there's a lot of room to grow and a lot of progress still to be made. And I said yesterday, I think the next step, you know, logically to me, feels like the Senate passing the George Floyd Policing Bill Act and doing so in a timely manner.
Being in and around the NBA at this time, it's obviously an unprecedented time in so many ways, but obviously politically as well. And over the past year in which homes, families could be divided, it didn't seem to matter that much in this world that we're in, because when it came to Black Lives Matter and many of the issues that were so divisive nationally within our little world here, they didn't seem to be that much. Now we're at an interesting time with the vaccinations going on around the league, and now it's not quite that simple because not every player and everybody connected to a traveling party or a team is all gung-ho about getting it. Is this a potential divisive issue within a team, especially when there are sort of consequences for a team and how you can travel and all of the other things? If everybody decides, you know what, I don't want to do it, that does have an effect on everybody else.
It won't be divisive to us, and I can't imagine it would be divisive to anyone else. I think we all respect anyone's ultimate decision of what they put into their body, and that is an individual decision to make. Now, we're doing our best to educate on the, you know, the obvious benefits of the vaccine. And at the same time, you know, I think that you have to respect each and every person's decision. And sometimes it's just something that they need to get comfortable with or are used to. And, you know, the vast majority of you know, the people here that have been eligible to get it have gotten it. and there are a few that haven't. But no, that won't do anything as far as impacting our team. I mean, we all respect each individual's decision.
They missed a day, missed a lot. We had all that ground to cover, and now a really, really, really good basketball team here tonight. And I find it funny because what goes on outside your world in the media world is no one's talking about Utah. Utah is being disrespected or whatever. Well, you know what's funny is that Phoenix has been like a game or two behind Utah. They've been right with them the entire year, and there are many things to like about this team, but in a year in which you talked about that are physical so much, that really strikes you when you watch them.
Physical, tough, and super smart. Yep. That's the thing that stands out to me. And I just, man, I think, first of all, Monty Williams in the 2 years he's been there has done an amazing job. And you can see his imprint on everything. And you can see Chris Paul's impact on this team. Not only the way that they play, but there's just such a different level of belief when you've got a guy that's completely in control of the game. And, you know, I've watched several of their games here recently as we get ready for this one. And, you know, the Milwaukee and the Philly games are just great examples. Like, it just feels like the other team can do what they need to do to get over the hump, but they just can't get past Chris Paul's next great decision. And I think that happened over and over in those games. You know, Chris Paul finds Carter, boom, boom,
yep.
corner three, right after he had already hit one, right? He just makes every right play over and over, and it has a contagious impact on your team.
And here's what's unfair to me about Chris Paul. Here's why it's just sort of a cheat code thing going on with him. It's sort of an unwritten deal is, okay, you're already smart. You get super smart and smarter as you get older, but then physically – that's the trade-off, that at that age you can't do the stuff that you used to do. It's not fair because he seems to be getting smarter and better that way, and yet physically he's doing all the same things he was doing 10 years ago.
Yeah, but I think he's able to navigate a game, and I give him a lot of credit for that. And I think, you know, this is not going to be something that I think people, you know, I think every team will talk to their guards about if you want to age gracefully at the point guard position, you know, study the heck out of Chris Paul, because he is making so many plays with his mind that don't take, you know, a ton of physical exertion, but he can go to that level, you know, because he's always been a really good athlete and a really, you know, a guy that knew how to use his body and knew how to get to where he needed to go.
That's the head coach. There's probably not a lot of professions. I don't know if yours is one where you get to age gracefully. That's like easier said than done. I don't think a lot of us have that choice.
Maybe radio broadcast.
As long as you're, you know, out of sight, out of mind, maybe kind of thing.
There you go.
Somebody to file away. Celtics and the Phoenix Suns next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.